Welcome to Golf and the Good Life, your guide to golf travel across the pond. I'm DJ Jones, he's Connor Evers, and today we are going to visit some of our favorite spots in the home of golf. But before we get there, Connor, it was great to see you and the rest of the team last week. How are things cooking up at HMB HQ?
Likewise, DJ, it was great seeing you as well. It was nice having you up in Cincinnati. And yeah, it was a good time. We went to the opening day parade and festivities as well as the game for the Cincinnati Reds last week, which was great. And DJ was up here in town. And it was a great time, kind of our last kind of hurrah, if you will, prior to the golf travel season starting. So it was nice to get everyone as a team outside the office and just kind of celebrate the spring that's kind of here. Iffy, weather keeps going back and forth, but it was good, like I said, to see a DJ. And you've been quite the wandering man overseas in Scotland, here in Cincinnati. Where have you all been, DJ?
Yeah, it was. I had quite a busy couple of weeks before I came up to Cincy for opening day. I was over in Scotland at Scottish Golf Tourism Week. I think we mentioned it in the last episode. It's a great industry event, if you will, for all of the golf courses and accommodations and golf travel companies. We kind of all get together and talk about what's new and what's changed and new things that are on tap for the coming season. Big time round of applause for our friends at the King's Mills Hotel in Inverness. Just a fabulous job hosting this event for their first time. Everything went off without a hitch. All was great all around. Also squeezed in a round of golf at Castle Stewart. Believe it or not, I played the full 18 holes, Connor. You'll be proud of me. I was only going to play 9, you know, just a busy schedule, but shout out to my friends, Jack and Brendan, who I was paired with. We had just such a fabulous day going and the weather was so good that I just kept playing and birdied number 3, birdied number 18, and it was a good way to finish. But also got to lay eyes on the new course that's coming along there. They just released the name yesterday as we speak. I think it was Old Petty is the new name for the new course. So excited to see what comes about there. And then last but not least, would be remiss to not mention all of our friends and peers in the industry who were recognized at the Scottish Golf Tourism Awards, which kind of capped the ceremony. You know, we've always said rising tide lifts all boats. And whether it's other golf travel companies or the golf courses or hotels or what have you, we all push each other to get just a little better each year. And it's great to see the recognition going around for all of them. And then, yeah, I came over to Cincy. It was great to hang with you guys for a week. I've never been to Red's opening day in my 11 years with the company. It's a tradition with HMB, and yet I've just never made it up. And I could not believe how many people come out for opening day. I mean, every seat was filled. The town was overflowing with people in the bars, and everybody was having a good time, and just a really cool thing to see for this Central Floridian where baseball is not really much of a tradition. But moving on to today's episode, we are headed back to the home of golf. We figured, you know, on the heels of our episode on the ballot and the new singles daily draw, that, you know, there's thousands and thousands of golfers who are set to descend on St. Andrews this year. And so we thought we would share some of our favorite spots around town when it comes to the good life to help point some of you in the right direction. I should point out this is a very subjective list, but we've kind of broken it down to some individual categories. Connor, why don't you kick us off with your favorite restaurant in St. Andrews?
Definitely looking forward to this one. As we've always talked about, you go over for the golf, but there's also the good life offerings as well. And there's plenty to do in St. Andrews. And like you said, DJ, more than probably what we're mentioning here. So kind of start off with our favorite restaurant. My favorite is the 18 at St. Andrews. And this is kind of above, if you will, the rooftop of the Roussac's Hotel, right off the 18th fairway, as well as kind of the first one and 18 share the same fairway. But right there, putting the food aside, the view is incredible. I ate there 2 years ago, and back to kind of the singles draw mentioned in the last episode, I was finishing dessert at approximately about 9 p.m. And I look outside, and sure enough, there's a line of people, you know, back when it used to be what it was, right? People lining up. So again, you've got if you can visualize from that, you've got a great view of just the course itself. But the food is incredible. You know, some of the best steaks that I've ever had, you know, in general. Some things are locally sourced, and the really great wine menu, plenty of different offerings from steaks to vegetarian offerings, et cetera. But it's a place to definitely go and to have on your itinerary. And also outside of even the restaurant too, the 18 at St. Andrews also has the newest hole, if you will, in St. Andrews. Now, that's not an actual hole. That is the putting green. And you can actually walk outside, and they have kind of a balcony terrace, if you will. And they also have like a little AstroTurf putting green, so you can actually walk outside, get some fresh air, bring a cocktail out there, or, you know, maybe drink right before dinner, what have you, and roll a few putts. Which is really special. So I recommend, if you are playing the old course or one of the other St. Andrews Links Trust courses, eat here maybe the night prior to your round in the old course, or maybe afterwards, just to kind of, you know, toast to, again, an upcoming round or a round that was just played. So I can't go wrong with 18. Again, menu's great, and just the place is fantastic, and you'd enjoy it.
Yeah, it's an awesome spot. I mean, like you said, the view is great, but the food is equally so. Been there a couple times, went with my parents as kind of a celebratory dinner to finish our trip, and loved every minute of it, as always. So shout out to Seamus and everyone at the Roussac's, job well done. But my pick is more in town, and it has to be Tail End. Mm. If you're into seafood, Tail End is kind of the spot. I mean, some of the best fish offerings that you'll find in St. Andrews. But really what it comes down to for me, and in my extensive research of the best fish and chips in Scotland, Tail End is head of the class. And with no disrespect to any of those other chip shops and restaurants that claim to be the best in Scotland, I've been to many of them, and I got to tell you, Tail End still for me is just top of the list. So what I think makes it so special, though, you know, there is a dining room. If you're going to go to Tail End, you've got to make a reservation. It's not a terribly huge dining room. So if you want to eat in, be sure to get with the H&B concierge or make your booking to head in there. But my tradition every time I'm in St. Andrews is my final meal is I walk up to Tail End and I get a to-go box of haddock and chips, lightly salted, and I walk it back to the 18th green at the old course. And I sit behind it and I enjoy the fish and chips, and I watch the last golfers come in over the day. And it's just, to me, it's the perfect way to just cap and reflect on your time in the home of golf, especially if this is like your first trip over, to just sit there and watch the golfers finishing, see, you know, family embracing after they've finished their putt, you know, that their lifelong dream of playing the course together, best friends doing the same, watching someone hole a birdie putt, and the celebration that happens, not just among their group, but everybody else that's watching around the 18th green. It's just such a cool place to just sit and chill and enjoy the moment and pair it with, once again, the best fish and chips in Scotland. But Connor, when you're done with those heavy meals, if you're like me, you work up a sweet tooth, which leads me to ask, what is your favorite sweet treat in St. Andrews?
Well, I'll say this. I used to not be a sweet tooth guy. All right. Like, even I was home for Easter, and my mom even was just like, oh, you don't even really like sweets. Well, I'm keen to liking them now. And I think Jeanette has really like switched me over to being a sweet tooth now. I read it on our concierge suggestions when I went over a couple years ago. And I know DJ mentioned it to me. You got to go. You got to go. You got to go. Well, I spent 3 total days in St. Andrews, and I went to Jeanette's all 3 days with my buddy Larkin and I. And we almost went back for another day because during right before our round, one of the afternoons, it is fantastic. But Jeanette's is kind of a local shop. They've got almost around 50 different varieties, different types of gelata, and it is fantastic. There is always a line usually. I went in the off-peak times, so there wasn't, but if you do go during kind of the peak times, just prepare, there may be a line to go in. But the gelata is great. There's a lot of different offerings. I mean, I did totally different things from ice cream to all the way to kind of like a milkshake or so. It's an awesome spot, and do not miss it. And if you are in staying in St. Andrews, I wouldn't be surprised if you go a few times. So enjoy it. Definitely go there and have it on your list.
Chocolate fudge brownie and Oreo paired together. That's the go-to. And even there might be 50 flavors, but I'm a creature of habit, and that's literally what I get every single time.
Yeah, and you're walking a bunch too, so you burn off the calories. Don't feel bad about it. You're good.
Yeah, it totally doesn't count. Definitely those calories are worked off. But for me, the pick has to be Fisher and Donaldson. I don't know if I have mentioned here on the podcast my affinity for donuts. But if you know me personally or you follow me on Instagram, you know that donuts are a big part of my life. And Fisher and Donaldson is the place in St. Andrews. They have the kind of this famous fudge donut that is absolutely fabulous. But you walk in the shop, and like, if you're a pastry fan at all, it's like, how do I pick? There's so many options, and they're all so good. And naturally, like everything in St. Andrews, Fisher and Donaldson's been at it for 100 years. And, you know, it's just kind of one of those great traditional places that you've got to hit. There's one that's called a chocolate tower or a chocolate cream tower. I can't remember exactly, but that's actually what I usually get. But really, you can't go wrong with any of the pastries. The only downside is it doesn't open till 8 o'clock. And I realize that's early for many people, but by 8 o'clock, I'm usually moved on to wherever I'm going for the day. And so I often miss out on it, but you know, things open a little later over there. So you can't complain too terribly much. But Connor, shifting back to somewhat golf related, obviously the 19th holes across the pond are a huge draw. As much an item on the itinerary as the golf itself for some of us. Your favorite 19th hole in St. Andrews?
Yeah, it's got to be the Jigger Inn. Heard a lot about it, and it is a spot you definitely do not want to miss when you're in St. Andrews. It is pretty much right off the 17th hole, kind of right in the middle off of the fairway, and it's directly to the right. Even before going there, my friend Larkin, we were playing 17, thought he could take too much off the line, and he was ended up being in bounds, but essentially it was the wall that is right there, right by the pub. So he pretty much played a second shot directly from the pub. So I'll never forget. I've got a great video and photo of him with this caddy over there. People literally drinking pints, and 5 feet away, he's hitting a golf shot. It's just the best. But Jigger Ale is kind of the drink to get there. Definitely get that. It's really good. And if it is a nice day, I'd recommend getting your pint if there's availability and going outside in the patio, hanging out, having a couple pints, smoke a cigar, whatever, just outside there. And again, you're literally right on the golf course, the old course. It's just the coolest thing. And location's great. You're literally, you walk right outside the Old Course Hotel, and it's a few minute walk from Roussac's as well. So again, everything's just centrally located. And again, why we recommend our group staying in St. Andrews, because you can literally walk to all these different things throughout the town. But Jigger Inn is my favorite, and one you definitely don't want to miss while you're in town.
Yeah, you're right. It makes for a kind of a nerve-wracking second shot into the road hole, which is already hard enough. But that patio, you know, at 12:01 after they've unlocked the door is always packed, and you know everybody's sitting there watching you. I mean, that's what I'm doing when I'm sitting on the patio. But have you ever heard of the Jigger Challenge?
No, I'd love to hear. What is it?
And I may not have the name right, but I'm pretty sure it's the Jigger Challenge. And if I recall correctly, it is as you're playing, especially if it's late in the day and there's not many people in the course, you hop the wall, you go in the Jigger Inn, and you have a bet between two people, however many pints you have, if your score can be lower than that on the 18th, which feels like a just a recipe for disaster, really. Yeah. I mean, we're talking if you're going to have 5 pints and then go try to make a par on the 18th. But I don't know if that's still a thing, but I think it was at one point. Maybe that's a thing amongst the university crowd, but it's certainly a great spot. Never miss it. Like you said, the Jigger Ale, one of only two places you can get it, there and the American Club or Whistling Straits up in Wisconsin, because both are owned by Kohler. So I went really back and forth on my pick for the 19th hole because, quite frankly, you have really probably my favorite. But the second one that has to be mentioned is the Dunvegan. You know, it's right around the corner from the 18th. Jack and Sheena Willoughby were the longtime owners and are still kind of affiliated with it. And you know, if you're in St. Andrews and they're in town, you might bump into them. But they really just created kind of an institution in town. You walk in the Dunvegan and there's pictures just everywhere, ceiling, the walls. They probably would have put them on the floor if they could have, of all the famous people, golfers, actors, the presidents of the United States who have come to town and who have popped in for a pint. There's a great picture of Arnie and his wife and friends kind of in the front door, and the guy just rolled up and sat on the bench outside on a sunny day and joined a pint just like the rest of us. So it's kind of one of those places that if you're in St. Andrews, you've got to pop into at least once. I think the honorable mention, I think that deserves a mention, is the One Under at the Roussac's. Great spot. They just recently redid it when the hotel got revamped. There's a funny story. Matt Janella did a podcast with the Manning brothers and several other people who had taken a Scotland trip together. And if I recall correctly, one of the Mannings wound up serving pints at the One Under in his bathrobe. I don't really remember the specifics, but it is in that podcast. It's worth a listen as well. Connor, you know, shifting back to more of a morning thing, or I guess it could be an afternoon thing if you're like me. Where do you find your best cup of coffee in St. Andrews?
Yeah, you can go to multiple different coffee shops, but I prefer coffee in bed. So I would say book a room, try to book a room where you have a view of the old course and wake up and drink your coffee in bed. A lot of the hotels, specifically the Roussac's Hotel, has espresso machines. So that's, you know, great coffee, even not just the coffee machine. And, you know, wake up, put your robe on, take a shower, enjoy life, enjoy the view. And I was able to do that a couple of years ago prior to playing the old course. And it's just funny. I was waking up about 6:30 in the morning or so. And like I said, drinking my cup of coffee and, you know, watching the singles queue, people come in right at 6 when the doors open and people kind of having that excitement feel that they're playing, which is great, but just taking it all in. And, I enjoy my coffee from bed. But there's also plenty of other coffee shops in St. Andrews and ones you may enjoy. What's your kind of favorites there, DJ?
Well, I'm going to give an honorable mention to Taste. It's kind of right on the main drag there through town, headed up. If you walk past the Dunvegan and just keep going, it's kind of there on the right. Great little small shop. But for me, it's Black Sheep. You know, Black Sheep is one of these chains that kind of popped up out of nowhere. I first went to one in London a few years ago, and it's like now there's one in every major town. But what I love about Black Sheep is, number one, they have no problem making me an iced Americano when it's 40 degrees out. But second is they've got this great mural on the back wall of Waldo from Where's Waldo walking across the Swilkin Bridge. And I don't know, I just found it so funny. I think that made it my favorite spot in town for coffee, which, again, like donuts, if you know me, there's always a nice coffee or a cold brew in hand. Which cold brew is just so hard to find over there. We got to figure out a way to get them to catch up on that. But nevertheless, moving on from coffee, Connor, there's a lot of sightseeing in St. Andrews. You know, obviously all of this is off the course stuff. What's your favorite spot when it comes to doing a little touring around St. Andrews?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, there's a lot to do in St. Andrews, from, like I said, off the course. But one of my favorite things to do is go inside and tour around the R&A World Golf Museum. So it's literally right behind the first tee, if you will, of the old course, kind of the other side of the road. Walk inside. I can't remember how many pounds it is to do the tour, but it's not too much. But I definitely do it. We actually did it literally 2 hours prior to playing the old. So which is fun. But to kind of see just the history of the game, specifically from the RNA side, which is great. Us Americans used to obviously the USGA, but it's kind of cool to see, you know, all the different facets of golf, the different golf balls. Specifically, there's some history in there about old Tom Morris and some other options as well. But it's great. And like I said, it's not too expensive. Just go in, check it out, see it. There's some interactive things also, which is great. And I didn't realize also the RNA kind of talks about all their different tournaments that they hold currently and what they used to in the past from different amateur events. I didn't realize how many, you know, different tournaments that they hold throughout even just the world and what have you. So it's just cool. It's very cool just to kind of lay back, see, take it all in. It's probably about an hour at max, I would say, you probably need or so. If you read everything, maybe a little bit more, but probably a max around an hour for a group to go through it and see it. But that's one of my favorite things to do, DJ, and St. Andrews.
Yeah, great spot. Also, a nice cafe upstairs. Back to coffee and pastries and so forth. You can't miss it. It's got a great view looking out over the course. And the museum is £10. Looked it up while you were talking there. So like you said, pretty inexpensive thing to check out. For me, it's got to be the St. Andrews Cathedral and Cemetery, the ruins of the cathedral, I should say. It's only like 1,000 years old. The cathedral is just absolutely imposing, and the ruins are just kind of a landmark. And, you know, as much as the RNA and the Swilkin Bridge is the what you think of when you think of St. Andrews, that cathedral spire has to be right there along with it. And then around the ruins, of course, is the cemetery where old and young Tom Morris and Alan Robertson and a lot of other, you know, golf's earliest, you know, founding fathers, if you will, are buried. If you are entering the ballot or the single daily draw, take a golf ball and leave it up on the grave of old Tom Morris. You never know. If you're superstitious at all, like me, might be worth a try, but it's a very pretty area to walk around. You can continue out to the outskirts of town and maybe not to town, but a little further up the road, the pier juts out into the ocean. It's a nice little walk, and especially if the sun is out. But Connor, we have covered a lot of ground. I don't think anyone expected us to talk about coffee and pastries and so forth so much on this episode, but I think it's worth the visit. Anything that we missed that you might throw in as sort of a bonus option?
Yeah, I mean, my always recommendation and is to do just a walking tour of St. Andrews. I love doing it either if a group is not scheduled a rival day golf and getting off the plane, and you know, and it also helps if you have kind of an arrival that's fairly early, you know, to do the tour, see the town of St. Andrews, you know, prior to your rooms being available at your hotel. You get to kind of get the blood flowing, helps with jet lag, see the town, see the history, see old Tom Morris and young Tom Morris, their family, and Al Robertson's graves, you know, do all the things in St. Andrews, see the university. The university is another thing that I really enjoy, walking the grounds university. It is beautiful. So, you know, like I said, do a walking tour, get to learn more of the history. Do that either that your first day in St. Andrews or one of the first days. There's a lot to see, but it's a small town. So, you know, within a few days, you'll be able to kind of get the feel of everything. But the walking tour is definitely one of those things that I'd recommend for all of our groups to do it.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. I mean, you can knock off, like you said, the cobwebs. It's a great way to kind of get oriented with town. And, you know, I should mention that everything we've covered here is in St. Andrews proper. You know, all of this, you know, I think you said it earlier, you is within a walk of wherever you might be staying. There's obviously so many places that we could have looped in from, say, a little further afield, like the King's Barns Distillery or what have you. And even within town, there's things we missed, you know, the St. Andrews Castle and the, you know, playing the Himalayas, even though that might fall under the golf category. There's just so much to do. And, you know, it's a place that you really never tire of. My pick for a bonus has to be the St. Andrews Brewing Company. If you are at all into brewery culture, it's just a great spot. Not only, you know, is it a cool place to hang out, they've got a good little food menu, but they also produce a number of beers for some of the courses in the area. They produce a couple for the St. Andrews Links. They make one for Dumbarney. I think they make one now for North Berwick. So, you know, it's neat to have the tie-in to golf. And while you may not be able to get all of those there because I think they might be only at the courses, they have most of their lineup. Yippee IPA is kind of one of their main ones that's on draft usually, but cool spot. But you know, Connor, I think we have wrapped everything up here. Anything you want to add before we call this one done?
I don't think so. I mean, Home of Golf is fantastic. Like I said, you go for the golf, but the town is just so cool, so unique. It's just got a lot of history, obviously. And there's the book, The Spirit of St. Andrews. And there really is kind of that, that feeling when you're in town. So enjoy it and give the town our best.
Absolutely. That's well said. Well, we will link to most everything that we talked about today in the show notes if you happen to miss anything. If you've got any questions about St. Andrews or golf travel across the pond in general, send us a DM or an email, golf@haversham.com. But otherwise, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back again soon with another episode. But until then, we wish you plenty of golf at its finest and life at its best.